And if she buys a new dress and you want to compliment her, you say, "My, that's a..."
No, that's the wrong thing to say. The dress looks pretty. Say she compliments the dress.
Oh, yes, that's right. Hi, it's yours. You're teaching me here.
Oh, listen, I got along with him. Still got the same cook after about 15 years.
Well, I've got
You've
mine.
Got to have tricks now.
That's right. Mine's, we're going on 11 now. Here we both got the bruises to show.
Yeah.
In your wife's pocketbook, she probably has something where she can put her coins. What do you call this?
A coin purse.
And perhaps when she's dressed up, she wears something on her arm.
Bracelet.
Thing around her neck.
Necklace.
Well, let's say this necklace is composed of beads. Is that any?
No, I never heard choker.
And if it's raining, she may go out and hold one of those things over her head.
Oh, an umbrella.
And if she goes in to cook and doesn't want to get her clothes soiled, she'll put on an
apron.
At the bottom of her dress, the part that's tucked underneath and stitched.
M.
And if she's afraid she's going to break a strap or something, just to be safe, she may take a long time.
Safety pin.
And you, let's say on Sunday, will wear one of the parts of a suit.
Well, now they consist of a pair of trousers and a coat.
Let's say take it back 20 years.
Well, you had a pair of trousers, a coat, and a vest. Not a waistcoat, but a vest.
Uh-huh. What would you say you're wearing now? Trousers or?
Slacks.
You hold them up?
Braces? Suspenders. No, that braces, you never hear that around.
And I don't know if this is worthwhile. The woolly outer covering that a cowboy would wear on his legs.
Chaps. Well, I thought from watching the TV westerns that they wore them winter, summer, and spring.
Yeah, it would seem that way. I talked to a man down in Roosevelt. He said he's got a pair out there, belonged to his wife's grandfather, made out of bear skin. So he hasn't had them on in 3 years, but it was cold. He certainly didn't like it.
Be an advantage.
If you get too much material in your pocket, it goes out like this, you say it as what?
Bulges.
It used to be you'd buy a shirt to fit and have it washed and then put it on, be too small, and you say the shirt has
shrunk.
I think I mentioned this to you, a peach that has passed its, well, it's fallen off green.
Shriveled.
How about a fancy covering for a bed? What is that called?
Bedspread?
A heavy bed cover with cotton on the inside?
Quilt?
Is this the one that has sewing or stitching? This will probably take the last few years.